Thank you, Forrest. With that, I'd like to introduce your candidates. So starting right here, we've got Tim Lingle, town council candidate. Dave Hull, town council candidate. Mayor Steve Smith, running for mayor, obviously. Gary Hoik, absent, running for mayor. Dave Volchek, town council candidate. Chris House, town council candidate. So with that, I'd like to pose the first question. Please be respectful of the time limits, candidates. So the first question, do you support the Sublette County Rural Health Care District Mill Levy Increase Initiative? Why, yes or no? We'd like to start with Chris House. 1 minute, Chris.
Well, first I'd like to preface this question with the fact that I do believe that the healthcare personnel in Sublette County do a terrific job, provide a great service to our community. However, I am reluctant to support this mill levy increase at this time because I don't believe that there's sufficient data to show that this is the best way to handle the possible deficit problems in the future.
Dave Volchek, same question. Please start at 1 minute.
I hope you can hear me okay. My name is Dave Volchek, and I have to preface this by stating that any opinions and statements that I make tonight are strictly those and don't represent any employers that I might have or any organization. And, boy, haven't healthcare's costs risen here in the last several years. I also want to say that I think the EMS program in this town is fantastic. Those people do a wonderful job. I take my hat off to them. I have total respect for the work that they do. I've seen how the EMS program has grown in the town, and also how our facilities in Pinedale and Big Piney have become really spectacular facilities. That being said, on three different venues, the Fairbanks evaluation has crossed my desk, and I feel that the issues that are brought forth in this evaluation deserve a hard look and by the appropriate authority. And once this is done, then I can personally make an intelligent decision.
And candidates, if you're wondering about your time, these two lovely ladies are going to give you a 15-second and then a big red flag. Steve Smith, same question, 1 minute.
Good evening, and thanks for the opportunity to be here. I do support the mill levy increase, and I'll tell you a couple quick reasons why. My experience in working for the county, I see the good work that the EMTs and the clinic staff do every day. I think the healthcare district has worked responsibly within its budget over the years, and I trust with the mill levy increase that they will continue to do the same. And as I travel around the states to other small communities, I take a lot of pride in what terrific healthcare we do have here in Sublette County. So, yes, I support the mill levy.
Dave Hall, 1 minute. Same question.
Thank you. I also support the mill levy. I also feel we have an outstanding medical EMS group working here. Our citizens are well taken care of compared to many other communities where they don't have the capabilities we do. I have 2 points. One, the mill levy will be, 95% of that will come from the minerals industry. So, and while they, a lot of the use comes there, a lot of the money will come there. The other thing is that the money that comes from this will help offset some monies the county is currently spending and allow them to spend that for other things, particularly now that our revenues are down from the high of a couple years ago.
Thank you, Dave. Tim Lingle, same question, 1 minute.
I'm Tim Lingle, and I don't support the mill levy increase. I don't think any tax increase is appropriate this time until we can see that the healthcare board has shown some ways to cut costs outside of EMS. I think EMS is a great service. They hauled me to Jackson when I broke my leg, and, you know, I fully support the EMS, but I believe that the healthcare board should find some other places to cut before they propose increasing taxes.
Thank you, candidates.